and welcome to Volunteering Discovery. This is a podcast which takes you behind the scenes of volunteering in health and care in Norfolk and Waveney. Volunteers enhance the experience of people accessing health and care in a huge variety of ways, in our hospitals, our communities, and even from the comfort of their own homes. In each podcast, we'll be hearing from those who give their time supporting others and the people who work alongside them. I'm your host, Sarah, a volunteer coordinator working in the NHS. Why not subscribe to this podcast to make sure you hear all of the upcoming episodes in the series? In this episode, we're introducing Get Involved Skills, a new online platform designed to support volunteers and voluntary sector professionals with accessible, high-quality training. Joining producer Jules first is Laura Holland, who'll walk us through the purpose of the platform, who it's for, and why it was launched. Then we'll hear from Lynn Fanning, a clinical educator who's using the platform to deliver training that helps volunteers and unpaid carers build confidence and skills in health-related subjects. Whether you're a volunteer or from an organisation that offers training or involves volunteers, this episode can give you a clear picture of how Get Involved Skills is making learning more inclusive and impactful. Let's meet Laura.
Hello, my name's Laura. I'm the Volunteering Platforms Manager for Voluntary Norfolk. So I look after our volunteer recruitment platform, Get Involved Norfolk, and our new Volunteering for Health project, which is the Get Involved Skills platform.
Could you tell us the inspiration behind the Get Involved Skills platform? Why did the team think it was something that needed to be brought to life?
Yeah, so it was identified that organisations that we work with and support were asking a lot of training questions, sourcing training, whether we delivered training. So that was a very sort of high priority with us. And we wanted to provide something that fostered that sort of culture of innovation and high standards amongst sort of volunteering involving organisations by being able to offer them relevant tools, training courses, examples of good practice. That was the main sort of inspiration behind providing sort of Get Involved Skills. Our platform developers, DeedMob, that support us with Get Involved Norfolk, have a similar project in the Netherlands that is solely focused on training, and that was working really well. So we thought this is the ideal time to bring that great idea to Norfolk.
So exactly what is Get Involved Skills?
Get Involved Skills is an extension of our volunteer recruitment platform. It aims to provide both volunteers and those working within voluntary community and social enterprise organisations with easy access to training and development opportunities across Norfolk and Waveney. It's a space where organisations can share their training, and we've also sourced nationwide providers to support the platform and to support the training that we can offer.
Could you give us an idea of the kind of training that's available?
Yeah, it's really varied. We've got training from sort of volunteer management support, health and safety e-learning. We've got training supporting adults with autism. We've got courses from a local organisation to support and care for prison leavers. National charities like British Red Cross have got training supporting connections, which is loneliness training. Training around having good conversations, which is great for volunteers, and that's tips and techniques on sort of having good conversations and how not to overstep boundaries. We've got effective therapeutic support for asylum seekers, as well as admin, using basic office programs, cybersecurity. It really is quite varied.
Is it all live training, or are there different mediums that it's delivered through?
So it is a mixture. We've got face-to-face deliveries that can either be in set venues or delivered to a group. So, for example, if an organisation has a group of volunteers that they'd like to go through the training, a lot of these providers will be able to come out to them. We've got a selection of online live training, so that'll be with a tutor and you'll be able to ask live questions. There's also e-learning, so that gives learners the flexibility of being able to do things in their own time, which is great when you're sort of working a 9-to-5, maybe doing shift work. So it's really offering that flexibility of training solutions.
So if somebody is interested in some of the training, would they have to pay to do that?
So there is, some of the courses are paid for, There are some discounts for organisations and charities, so that's all detailed in the individual training themselves. There's lots of free training as well. The organisations themselves, if they want to share training, there's no cost for that. It's just that some of the training that's offered is paid for.
And is this training that a volunteer would need to do as part of their induction, or is this extra?
It's a mixture of both. So it depends on the role that they're going into. Some organisations have a basic sort of induction programme, and a lot of those modules and courses are included on Get Involved Skills, and they'll have their own mandatory, very specific training as well. So it is a little bit of a mixture of the both.
Sometimes when you look at a website with a lot of information on it, it can feel a little bit overwhelming. What is in place to help people use Get Involved Skills?
Absolutely, that's a really good question. We have installed the Recite Me toolbar. So anyone who's not familiar with Recite Me, there's loads of options on there. So it will read what's on the screen. You can change fonts, change colours. There's dictionaries on there if there's any terminology you're unfamiliar with. It can also change the languages as well. So we try to make it as easy to access as possible for everybody to use it.
And is this something that will be obvious when somebody logs on, how to access it?
Yes, the Recite Me toolbar is already in place. There's an accessibility bar in the top right-hand corner of the website. If you click on that, all the options and are in different colours along the top of the web page. And then you select those that you'd like to change, select if you'd like the page read out to you, and then you can turn it off.
And if somebody's listening to this and they're not in Norfolk, but they thought, oh, I'd like to have a look, and they saw something that sounded appealing to them, would they be able to access it?
Potentially, yes. So there are some providers that are nationwide providers, and those ones, it doesn't matter where you are in the country, you can access that training. There are also organisations and providers that are only providing the training for Norfolk and Waveney organisations and volunteers. Details of those are in the individual training opportunities themselves. So it is wise to check, make sure that you're in the right area and that organisation covers where you are geographically before you enrol on anything.
I'm thinking about it from the perspective of an organisation. If I had training that I wanted to get out there to volunteers or people that manage volunteers, how would I go about doing that?
First of all, it would just be emailing us directly. You can email us at info@getinvolvedskills.org.uk. We can then have an initial conversation on how best it is to add the training to the platform, where's going to get the most reach for you. It's free to use. Really easy to set up once you decide you want to go ahead with it, and we'll support you through the whole process.
What would be the benefits for an organisation to host their training on Get Involved Skills?
The benefits are increasing their reach and being able to advertise their training more widely. Organisations can also create teams on the platform. So what that means is you could have a team of staff and a team of volunteers. Whatever training that the staff and volunteers have gone through, you can log that, you can track that. And it's a great way for you to sort of visually see who's been doing what training and where maybe the gaps in their development are.
This sounds like a really exciting venture. Do you know if there's any similar platforms like this aimed at volunteers already?
The only one I'm aware of is the one in the Netherlands. I'm not aware of any others that are similar around the county or around the country. So hopefully this is the first of its kind.
It's brilliant for Norfolk and Waveney to be involved in something so groundbreaking. How will we know if the introduction of the platform has been successful?
We can track a lot of the activity on the platform, anything from page views to who's taken up the training, how many hours they've done. Also, because the logins on Get Involved Skills are the same as in Get Involved Norfolk, we can track which potential volunteers and which staff members have gone on to volunteer once completing their training. So we'll be able to map that success that way.
So it all sounds really exciting. What's coming next for the platform?
It is very exciting, and I've got so many things in my head to where it's going to go next. We want to get as much training onto the platform as possible, to really sort of expand what we offer to volunteers and to the staff that are working within these organisations. Getting people to use their profiles is going to be key to the success of the platform, but also to demonstrate to organisations what training potential volunteers have been doing. So we're really going to be pushing and expanding the use of personal profiles on both Get Involved Skills and Get Involved Norfolk. So that's going to be the next push from us.
If somebody's listening and thinking either they'd like to have a look, maybe to find an opportunity, or they're keen to share their training, how can they find Get Involved Skills?
So Get Involved Skills is live now. You can find it by entering getinvolvedskills.org.uk. Our contact details are on the website. So if you've got any questions, if you'd like support from us to get training onto the platform or just to discuss it further, then do reach out to us.
We can put the details in the show notes as well. Laura, is there anything else you'd like to add about Get Involved Skills?
It's a really exciting project. I'm really sort of pleased that we've been able to launch it and that we've partnered with the ICB to bring this to life. Do go and take a look. If you notice anything that's exciting and that inspires you to get involved, then click that button and take on that training. Also, if you notice any gaps, anything that you'd like to see on the platform, we're constantly looking to develop and evolve it. So do let us know. We'd really value your feedback.
Thanks, Laura, for that great overview of the platform and its aims. Now let's turn to Lynn, who's bringing the platform to life through training delivery. Lynn's work directly supports volunteers and unpaid carers, helping them build the skills they need to support others and themselves more effectively. Let's hear how she's using Get Involved Skills in practice.
My name's Lynn Fanning. I'm a clinical educator with Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board, or you may know it as ICB. So our role is to support learners and staff across Norfolk and Waveney, whether they're in a health or social care organisation. So that may be from one of the hospitals, Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, Queen Elizabeth Hospital, for example, or working in primary care, in community care, social care, all of the social care organisations like care homes, learning disability organisations, etc. So we're looking at the education, the learning opportunities that all those staff and learners have, ensuring learners have a good placement opportunity so they have access to those placements, but also that within those placements they have supervisors or and assessors. They're given a broad range of experience so that when they qualify as a health or social professional, that they've experienced the best that they're able to. It's also looking at different initiatives that are coming out in regards to education, working quite closely with NHS England in regards to that. And we have various different work streams that we work on, one of which is the learning opportunities that we deliver for staff and learners working across all areas in health and social care in Norfolk and Waveney. And they're twice monthly learning opportunities on various different topics, clinical and non-clinical topics, learning about different organisations that they can refer to that they may not be aware of. So, for example, it may be a domestic abuse organisation that staff are able to refer to and how to do that. Or it may be learning about the most up-to-date evidence and research on diabetes. So we're just delivering that as free online training that they can access, possibly in their lunch break or when they have time within their working day.
And today we're talking about training that you've provided to support carers and volunteers. Could you tell us about the background to that training, please?
Yes, so as one of our work streams that we provide as clinical educators to ensure getting learning opportunities for all staff and learners across the system, is we provide twice monthly learning opportunities, online learning opportunities that are 1 hour in length on various different topics, clinical topics, ranging from diabetes to domestic abuse, oral health, wound care, variety of topics. And one of the managers from Carer's Voice contacted us to ask whether the carers could access, unpaid carers could access our learning opportunities. And when we looked at it, we thought actually both unpaid carers and volunteers are really vital in supporting the NHS and social care to providing care for their loved ones, families, and volunteers caring for those that they also care for. And we wanted to provide more bespoke learning opportunities for them rather than tapping into ones that we were already providing. So we wanted to do something that would be relevant for them and would help and support them to care for those they're caring for.
Given the broad nature of different volunteering opportunities in Norfolk and Waveney, and also the huge number of people that are unpaid carers, how did you choose which subjects to cover?
So we went back to both the different voluntary organisations and to the unpaid carers, the support forums that they have, to ask them what would be relevant topics for them, what would help them, what they would like to have delivered with those online learning opportunities, and they came up with the topics. So we've already had some sessions. So we've had drinking well and preventing dehydration, spotting and treating malnutrition, and moving and handling in care. We've got two further sessions, one in September, which is on discharge from hospital, navigating the system, and one on reablement, maintaining independence and confidence.
That's a really broad range of topics. Who actually delivers the training?
So it's specialists within those areas. So the drinking well and preventing dehydration was delivered by a nurse lecturer who had done a research project on that particular topic and had lots of relevant information and had developed a training session specifically on that subject. The malnutrition topic, for example, was delivered by dietitians that work for the ICB. And the moving and handling in care was delivered by a nurse working in social care who supports families with moving and handling equipment and the training for that.
Have you had any feedback on the sessions so far?
Yes, yeah, we've had a feedback from a volunteer who stated that it was a great initiative and that she felt it was key to ensuring carers have the skills and confidence to ensure their loved ones are looked after in their homes, and was hoping that the topics would and the subjects will continue.
For this conversation, of course, we're interested in the Get Involved Skills platform, which is a new platform to make it easier for volunteers and people who manage them to access training like this. What are you hoping will be the benefits of having these sessions hosted on that website?
Hopefully we recognise that the time of the day, the dates that the sessions are held, or people being able to access them at that particular time may not always be suitable for people. They may be busy at those times, there may be other things going on in their day at that time. But by them being recorded and hosted on a platform like Get Involved Skills, they'll be able to watch those recordings back when it is appropriate time and suitable for them. Or even if they've seen them already and want to have a recap of the information that was delivered.
What is the best way for people to find out about upcoming sessions?
We send out what we call a sway poster, which is a live poster, to all of the relevant. So Carer's Voice, for example, has that information. The voluntary sector have that information. And as far as I'm aware, the information will be on the Get Involved Skills platform with all the list of the sessions that are coming up, but also the link to be able to join those sessions.
For both of those sessions, those that people can watch back or those that people might want to sign up for, is there a charge for people to attend or access?
No, they're free online sessions, so there's no charge, no.
And are they open to anybody who's interested?
They are, yes. I say they're aimed for unpaid carers and volunteers, so anyone that it will be relevant for them if they're providing a carer's role or a voluntary role, then yes.
That's all the questions that I had prepared for you. Is there anything else that you think people should know about these training sessions or your role as a clinical educator?
We would really like feedback on the session. So if people have already attended a session or watched the recording, we'd really value feedback on that. And there is a link to be able to complete a feedback form on the poster advertising the sessions. But also if anyone has any ideas on topics that they would have delivered or any suggestions on the way that the sessions are delivered or the time of day, the days that we're doing, if there's anything like that, then we'd really value that feedback. And we want to make sure that we're delivering it in the best way possible, that people can access, as many people can access as possible.
What's the best way for people to share that feedback with you?
I say either the feedback form, that's there, there's the link on the poster advertising the sessions, or they can email me on my email, which is l.fanning1@nhs.net.
We'll put that email address in our show notes for people to find for themselves if they need to. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
That wraps up our introduction to Get Involved skills. A big thank you to Laura and Lynn for sharing their insights. It's clear that this platform is more than just a training hub. It's a gateway to confidence, connection and capability for volunteers and voluntary sector professionals across Norfolk and Waveney. In particular, if you manage or support volunteers, you'll find a wealth of materials to support you on the site. If you're interested in exploring the platform or adding your own training, visit getinvolvedskills.org.uk. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes where we continue to spotlight innovation on volunteering. Thank you for listening.
Please don't forget to subscribe, rate and review this podcast. It all helps people find us and spread the word about volunteering. This podcast was produced for the Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care System by Hospital Radio Norwich. Hosted by Sarah Briggs. Producer was Jules Alderson. Original music composed and performed by Philip Aldred. Interviews by Sarah Briggs and Jules Alderson.